Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning for another Friday morning. I'm grateful unto him. I appreciate him. I love him. So thankful that he brought us back together again. And the name of that song is Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me. Salah is the name of that one. You can look it up on YouTube. I'm grateful unto the Lord because this is the day that he has made. I will rejoice and be glad in this day because of this. The day itself is good, many because God made it. Many times what comes our way during the day is not good, but yet he's on our side in spite of us, and he's there for us, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. So the day is good, and no matter what comes during the day, we're going to be able to endure it because God is who he says he is, and what he said concerning us is true. But the key to all of it is we must believe. We must trust God. Yeah. And we'll get through what many call a bad day. We'll get through that day, and it turns out to be a good day for us. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. We want to pray for Central Florida. It's dry down there and they're having wildfires. And we know many times wildfires can get out of hand. And so we pray for them in that area, Ocala area, Pando area, down in there. We pray for them that these fires will go out. God will send rain and put the fires out, water our plants and our grass. And we're heading into summer. So it's hot, and it get a little bit hotter, a little bit hotter. But we tell God thank you because many are not here to even experience the heat. Yeah, it could be so much worse. It could be tornadoes, storms, all kind of stuff. But he allowed the heat. And so we're thankful unto him. Oh, my goodness. And we pray for Israel and Gaza. They bombing each other. And so we want to pray for them, and especially Israel. We pray for them. Because we'll prosper if we love them. That's what the scripture says. And so we want to pray that God would send his fighting and protecting angels to stand watch, to shield and protect, to bring peace between the two. And we move on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're thankful unto God for what he is doing for us. And today, we have Bishop Willie James Campbell, and his message is teaching us that God is on our side, the believer. He's for us. And the word says, if he be for us, he is more than the whole world against us. Yeah, that's what his word says. So he's for us, and many times we fall short, many times we sin. But there is forgiveness through his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's our mediator. So we take our burdens to the Lord and we leave them there. Yeah, we don't go to the Lord with the burden and take it back with us. What's the point? But when you pray, leave it on the altar. Leave it on the altar with God. Trusting and believing he's going to take care of it because he will if you give it to him. But now if you're going to come to him and take it back, he can't do anything with it because you're holding on to it. But when you turn it loose, God will fix it every time, over and over again. He may not fix it as quick as you want him to, but we got to wait on it. Have patience. That's one of the biggest things. With two big things I know, faith and patience. We need those two. Because if we believe God and we can wait on him, he's coming. The only way he don't do it, if it will not work for your good. Now, if it won't work for your good, God will not do it. But if it will work for your good, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, he will fix it for you. Hallelujah. God is good, faithful, always for us, made us for his pleasure, love us. Yeah. He loves us beyond our wild imagination. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Our thoughts are not his. Our ways are not his. He's the maker of man, made us again this morning for his pleasure. And when he saw what he made, he said it was good. Man messed up, yet God found a way to redeem us back to him. Man mess up, God come right back and fix it. He don't destroy man. He don't kill him. What he does is he make a way for you that you can see yourself. Self-inventory with God is very important as well, because I need to see me and where I am with him. Yeah, I was just praying, telling him, Lord, I need to spend more time with you. Lord, I need to get more in your word. These things are important. He's a spiritual God. And if we're going to get to know more about him, we must become a spiritual people. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Volusia County, Brother Lewis, Daytona. Daytona, Florida. Daytona Beach, Florida. Yeah. We all need some water. Yeah. I know the beach is down there, but yeah, we need some water in the residential areas. And it's all right this morning in Jesus' name. Listen, we're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, we're coming back with our morning prayer and encourage a little more, and then we'll bring in Bishop Willie James Campbell. Yeah, and his message is God is for us. He's for all of us. Yeah. He loves us. He loves us. Hallelujah. And we got to focus on that, the love of God for us. I know anybody who loves me, I don't want to do them wrong. Anybody who loves me, I don't want to ignore them. Yeah. And so I'm thankful unto him this morning. Let's go with this one, Elevation Church in Maverick City, singing Mercy, and Chris is leading the song.
What the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you'd believe me now. He turned my whole life upside down. Took the old and he made it new. That's just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's goodness and mercy and the power of his blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done. Goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. So much power in the blood. Wasn't based on what I've
Power in the blood.
nothing but his blood, nothing but the blood.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Father, thank you for waking us up, closed in our right minds. We thank you for the use and activities of our limbs. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, we thank you that you even bless us to remember. We're grateful unto you this morning, and Father, we appreciate you. We love you this day. What was you who first loved us? We're thankful that you so loved us. You sent your only begotten son. And this morning, we believe on you. We believe on him. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Christ. We thank you that you made him our mediator. We give our prayers to him. He take it to you. And Father, I believe because he brings it, the only begotten son. Not only you hear, but you answer. And we're thankful this morning for all you've done, great and mighty things for us. Father, you've made ways where we see no ways. And we look to the hills this morning, from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from you. We look to you for everything, for without you, we can do nothing. So we're thankful this morning for the mind and the heart to focus on you. We thank you for your word this morning. For Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. Oh, we're grateful. Hallelujah. Forever, oh God, that word is settled in heaven. We come this morning, bow down, and we ask that you would sanctify us through that truth. For that word is true. We ask this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would forgive us for all our sins and wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, our wrong feelings. And Father, though our sins be as scarlet, we ask that you would wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for forgiving us. Thank you for putting our sins and wrongdoings in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. We thank you this day. And Father, we ask this morning that, Lord, you would stir up the gifts in us that make us praise you, that make us worship you in spirit and in truth. Stir up the gifts in us. That, Lord, we can talk of your wondrous works and make known your deeds among the people. That God, somebody say, what must I do to be saved? Oh, Father, we ask this morning that you would use us as vessels, as instruments unto you this day in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come before you this morning asking that, Lord, you would look upon America today. God, look upon Americans. And Father, whatever shouldn't be, we ask that you would take it out. And that, God, you would save us from ourselves. Father, we ask this morning that we will come before you wholeheartedly, every American seeking you. We bind up every evil and hindering spirit that's coming and already in America. We bind it up this morning and cast it to the pits of hell. That God, your people can be free to make a choice. Because many of the enemy has snatched their minds and they don't know what they're doing. They don't know where their minds are. They think they're headed in the right direction. But Father, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Help your people this day in the name of Jesus. Time is winding up. Everything is going as usual. People think it's business as usual, but Father, time has wound up. And it continues to get tighter and tighter. And Father, we ask this morning that you would make us vessels, that God, we would go out and lift your name up so that you can draw as many as will come in the name of Jesus. Help today. We wish that none should perish because you wish that none should perish. Help us today in the name of Jesus. Help us not to give up on man, but help us to continue to pray and witness in the name of Jesus. Help us to be a blessing to somebody today. Help us not to sit around and think, woe is me. Woe is me, oh, woe is me, Lord. I need, Lord, but help us to see others. There's some in worse shape than we are. And Lord, we can be a strong tower unto them to draw them to you, to remind them of you, that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Help us this morning in the name of Jesus. Nothing is more important today than getting our work done and drawing nearer unto you, obeying you more. Help us this morning in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would fix the rain, God. We know that you're able to allow rain to fall. And enough that, Lord, it watered the plants, it watered the ground, it stopped the wildfires. Do it, Father, today in the name of Jesus. Let it catch our attention that we know that we need you, and without you, it won't get done. This morning, we bring Israel before you and gave to God. Lord, we ask that you would loose your ministering angels, loose your protecting angels to stand watch over Israel, to shield and protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the fight and cast it to the pits of hell. And Lord, we declare peace between them. In the name of Jesus, help today, O Lord. Bless our brothers and sisters overseas everywhere. Father, they stand in need of you. Well, again this morning, without you, they can do nothing. You know what the need is, especially those who can't pray out loud. They can't read the scriptures out loud. They can't witness in public. Lord, they got to sneak and do everything. Bless them today, oh God, with uncommon blessings, uncommon favor, uncommon miracles. And Father, keep the enemy at bay from them in the name of Jesus. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. Keep their children and families safe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, touch and heal those that are sick here this morning. We know that you heal all manner of sickness and disease. Excuse me. We know that you took a beating for the healing of the nation. We know that there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. Do it for your people this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, stop the pain. Stop the hurting this morning. Loose joints, oh God. Open blinded eyes and deaf ears this morning. In the name of Jesus. Somebody got to go for an operation. God, we ask that you would heal before they get there. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we know you have all power. All healing power. All power. There's no higher power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we ask this morning that God, you would bless widowers and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people everywhere, preachers preaching in the name of Jesus, and obedience unto you and love for your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, we ask that you would continue to bless America and the leadership of America. Have mercy today, O God. Lord, we ask that you would continue to have mercy upon the believers. Strengthen us that, God, we get it right with you today in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you this morning. Bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here today. Move by your spirit. Let your word sink into our hearts that, God, we obey you at any cost. Lord, we'll wake up and love in the way that you say we're supposed to love. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory this morning. We give you all honor and all praise. And we thank you. We thank you. We appreciate you, Father. Oh, we thank you this morning. We ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is none like Almighty God. I'm telling you. Listen, if we get on that one-on-one with him, get in our private closet, stretch out and talk to him, tell him about anything you want, anything you feel you need. When I tell you God will move, he will move. And if he don't move, he'll bring you a peace about it. Oh, yes, he will. I'm a living witness. I'm living proof. Hallelujah. What the mercies of God can do. Ah, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're grateful unto him this morning. And we're going to this one. And when we come back, I'm looking at the time. Okay. When we come back, we may share a quick message. And then afterwards, we go to Bishop Willie James Campbell. Yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. We thank you. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. Let's go to this one.
There was I, was satisfied, in life a man, not to dwell, I didn't know I, was a prisoner, in a cell. And glory, oh, yeah. House of mansion, oh, yeah. All prepared, oh, yeah. Built by Jesus, oh, yeah. A lonely carpenter, oh, yeah. From Galilee,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh but someday,
oh, yeah.
This life is over,
oh, yeah.
I'm gonna join.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, we getting ready. This is why we are preparing every day. This is why we want to draw closer to God and know what his word says. And we want a faithful prayer life. And we want to get our work done because we moving in our house upstairs, moving in our room upstairs. Yeah, we going on. We going on. One day we're going to clock out down here for the last time. No more work for us. No more crying for us. Yeah, we're going to take our rest until he call our name. And once he call our name, we get up in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To hear what he has to say. And we banking on him saying, well done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That good and faithful servant. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. If I hear him say that, oh, my. Hallelujah. Now, you won't need no U-Haul to move up there. Definitely won't. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to come back with him to judge the world. That's what I want to do. Yeah. I thank him this morning because he knows everything. You know who's who, what is what, who's doing what, who's not doing what. He know everything. I look at many times our leadership for this country. And I tell you, some days are some sad days because it appears that nobody care about what God thinks. Nobody is really, you know, wanting him to be blessed. It's all about what I want. And it don't matter what God wants. That's the way it appears. Action, they taught me, speak louder than words. And I know the same thing is with God because he hear what we say, but he's looking at, again this morning, what we're doing. And if what we're saying and what we're doing are two different things, that means that our heart is not lining up with our lips, and our lips are not lining up with our hearts, so God know we lying. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Because I'm saying one thing, but I'm doing another. Back in the day, a handshake sealed the deal. You didn't have to worry about a contract. If you said it, that was law. Uh-huh. Because you were going to do the very best you could to do what you told the person you would do. Whether it be borrowing money, buying a house, whatever it was, a handshake, because your word was your bond. Mm-hmm. But today they have all kind of things in place. The only way you get a loan, if you need money to borrow money, the only way you get a loan, you have to have good credit. And many times people go through things because something happened in their life. They was making the money. They was working and making the money. And they could pay all their bills on time. They started laying off on the job. The person had no idea a layoff was coming. They just bought a house, just bought a car or something, you know. Could have been furniture or something that was needed. But I thank God this morning, no matter what the believer needs, with or without good credit, God provides. He make a way where we see no way. He opened doors we didn't even know was there or closed. He loves us this morning. He's for us. He's on our side. The scripture again this morning says, if God be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. But we got to go to him. I don't think we can do all of this ourselves. Yeah. Psalms 37 and 21. Thank you, Brother Louis. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. We try to pay our debts. The scriptures say, owe no man. I just want to owe to love somebody. But they have all this stuff today to put us in bondage. And we looking at everybody else, and we may be looking at the neighbors or whoever they call them, the Joneses. And they have this and they have that, but I don't have it. I want it, Lord. I remember praying, asking the Lord, listen, y'all, I wanted credit cards and I wanted a Fingerhut account. You may have heard me say, I don't know why I wanted that Fingerhut account, but I wanted it. And I think it was the defeat. You know, I applied some years back when I was much younger and I denied. I think a little later I applied again and I was there. And I think it was the defeat of being denied that I just had to have that thing of her card. So now I'm older and I prayed and the Lord gave me the thing of her card. It was not what I thought it was going to be. And the stuff that they were selling was not quality things. I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't see, but God knows you. He stabbed me in my younger years. Leave Fingerhut alone. It's not what you think it is. Now, I got to have Fingerhut. So he gave it to me so he could show me. You see, I tried to spare you from this. Now, pay these people their money for some ragged stuff, low quality stuff. Yeah, that's what I got from. I got an air fryer. I done gave it away because it appeared to be plastic. To me, I bought pots and pans that was just raggedy. It would burn your stuff even on low heat. Walmart had better. But I just wanted the Fingerhut account. I wanted credit card. He gave me the credit card. Yeah. Now you're in debt with credit cards. How that feel? Pay them off. Go on and pay them off. Yeah. And you'll be all right. And even in the credit bureau, they tell you, if you get more credit cards, it boosts your credit up. No, I don't need it. Thank you. God is faithful. And I need a credit card for an emergency. Yeah, if I'm traveling and that tire blow out and I don't have a spare tire or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Then I got some emergency funding. But just everyday spending, I don't really need a credit card for that. Use a debit card. But a man told me, he said, if you put everything on that credit card, you're going to come out better because you pay it off at the end of the month and you're free. And if you don't have to use it, don't. But if you need to use it, use it. But put things on the credit card, not the debit card. I was like, okay, I'll look into that later on. But I'm thankful unto the Lord that whatever I need, I can pray and he supply. Many times I don't have to pray. He just supply because he see the need. And he promised that. Yeah, over in Philippians, he supplied the need according to his riches and glory by his son, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful unto him that he give all that we need and more. And if we won't, he give me what I want too. Yeah. And many times now he has tried to show me, no, you really don't want this. You see it and you think you want it, but you don't really want this. And sometimes we Lord, I just want to try. Well, he's trying to tell me before I tried it won't work together for my good. But sometimes we just got to go on and try. And it'll bring bondage. It'll bring pain. Because you sitting around, I wish I wouldn't have got in this debt. I wouldn't have to pay this $23. I could take that $23 and take myself out to lunch. No, you can't go to lunch. You got to pay them people their $23. Uh-huh. Because you just had to taste it and see that it was bad. Yeah, all this kind of thing go on with us. But yet God is faithful, because what he give, it won't add no sorrow. It won't make you cry. Now, I got to be honest with you, that Capital One credit card, I believe the Lord gave that to me for emergencies. The other ones I got, that was on me. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to do. And then I'm looking online, and they got this, and they got that. And then sometimes I would tell myself, you was never able to afford that. Look, you can get that now. Don't need it. Go on and get it. And the Lord come right on and say, wasteful? Are we wasting now? Yeah, he'll come and talk to me. Then I got to repent and don't go back. Yeah. I wanted some dresses. I love long maxi dresses. Ooh, I just love them. And so as the summer, well, it was warming up here, I wanted some shorter dresses, you know, not really super long. And the Lord blessed me to do this. And I was like, wow, look at that. Yeah, he blessed me to get those dresses. But now I really have to take a day and go through my closet and clean my closet out. Pack all that stuff up and give it away. Pack them shoes up, give it away. Yeah. That I still want. The junk that I no longer want is going in the is going in the garbage. Yeah. But we gotta know he's for us. If you are saved, I'm not talking about you've been converted. If you are saved and sanctified and filled with the Spirit of God, he's talking to you and you're talking to him. You make mistakes. I'm guilty. I'm raising my right hand right now. But his word again this morning says, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be scarlet, I'll wash you white as snow. Come, sit right here. I'll make your enemies your footstool. You don't have to really come to me about your enemies, but come and tell me, Barbara, why you're wasting. A family could have had that $23 in groceries. Yeah. A child could have, three or four children could have went on maybe a field trip. The field trip was maybe $5, $3. They could have went on a field trip. And if we love him and the way he loved us even, if we just give him a fraction of the love that he's shown us, just a fraction of it, he understands. He made us. He know what's in us. He know the very intent of our heart. He know how we think. That's why we know our ways are not his ways and our thoughts are not his thoughts. As high as the heaven is from the earth. That's how different it is. I look at Jesus walking the earth. Got 12 disciples. They don't understand. But I would have did what Nicodemus did, I would hope. I would ease to him and say, Master, and he knew my heart, would you explain this to me? Because I want to follow you all the way. I want to please the Father like he sent you and you please him. And he would have knew it was from a sincere heart. Open up my wisdom. Open up my knowledge. Give me more understanding. If we do that right now, he'll do it today. So that you have a good relationship with him. You're striving for perfection in him. Some people think we have to be perfect to go back with him, but Apostle Paul said today again, he was going to show us a mystery. That we all would be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That means as we strive to be perfect, as we pray to become sinless, as we pray to have a more Bible study life, a more prayer life, a more serving others life, a more lifting him up life so that he can draw others unto him. We got to pray. Because we're flesh and blood and these things don't just come. What we do spiritually is revealed by God unto us through his spirit that's in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, his majesty. God is faithful. And he wants us to be faithful because if we're faithful, he is promised to give us a crown of life that will never fade away. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away. Hallelujah. One day this life is going to be over. And I know we're going to a better place. And I'm just grateful unto him that he prepared all of this for us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, we're going in with Bishop Willie James Campbell. And his message today is God is on our side. God is on our side. I think this is a old Southern message, if I'm not mistaken. To me, it was. I listened to the majority of it. I didn't hear it all. But to me, it reminded me of people in the South, preachers. Yeah. And I thank God for it. So let's go on and take a listen.
You look at 1 Samuel, and let's look at where God deals with him. With David, and let's see what David says in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, and the 32nd verse. When you get it, say amen. Now, 1 Samuel is next to 2 Samuel. All right, got that. It's in the Old Testament. All right. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. That's saying something. Seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Skip down, if you will, to the 44th verse. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beast of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Close your Bible and take somebody by the hand and say these words with me. Neighbor, I don't care what it is, God is on your side. Our God and our Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this people. Bless us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Listen, let's take a look, if you will, and go with me on Wings of Imagination. And let's go back and let's become spectators in the court of God's arena as we watch David develop. I want you to notice when you said God is with you, that every individual under the sound of my voice, God takes you through what I call a stage of development. Everything that occurs in your life happens for a reason and for a season. Everything that happens to you may not be good to you, but some things are good for you. There are some relationships that you've had in the past that devastated you, but it was necessary for that to take place in order for God to get you where you are now. Now all God wants to do now is shift your mindset, because instead of you looking at things as disappointments, as failures, God wants you to look at them as stepping stones. Everything that occurred, my hurts, my pain, all of that happened to get me here tonight so that God could take me to the next level. And tonight he wants me to learn how to appreciate where I've been. I got to appreciate. Preacher, you mean I got to appreciate that lie? Yes. You've got to appreciate that lie that was told on you that almost devastated you. The people that you thought were your friends that were in your vein, and you found out that they were really friendly enemies, and they hurt you, and some of you all are harboring old hurts that need to be out of you. You should never go into a new relationship with old baggage. I'm going to have some help up in the Holy Ghost. Too many people go from one relationship to the next, and they get into new relationship without healing from the old one. That old relationship took you through some emotional changes, and you thought that the way to get out of it, to get it out of your system, was by getting into a new relationship. Wrong thing. What you need to do is take some time to appreciate yourself before you take excess baggage into your next relationship. You need some time to purge. You need some time to get some stuff out of you that was choking you in the last relationship, the last test, the last trial, the last thing you went through that almost made you backslide, that put you on the brink of spiritual devastation, where you felt like God wasn't studying about you, God didn't care. And the devil kept on telling you that God don't love you. If God loved you, you wouldn't be going through what you're going through. You ain't anointed, because if you wasn't anointed, ain't no way in this world an anointed person should have to deal with what you're dealing with. You got talking about you got all that anointing and what God did for you. And every time you testify, the devil hits you with something else. That ought to tell you that God ain't studying about you. That's a lie. What God is doing is taking you through so you can get to. And what you're concentrating on is what you're going through. And you got to take your eyes off of what you're going through and focus on what you're going to. Because if God didn't allow this to happen, then I wouldn't know what I could stand. But since God has allowed this to happen to me, God must have a purpose for it. And whatever the purpose is, even if I don't understand it, I'm going to learn how to praise God in spite of how I feel. Because if I can only praise him when I feel good, I don't think much of your praise. Sometimes you got to praise God when the odds say ain't no need of praising him. But that devil is a lie. The more I praise God, the more I approve of God. And the more I approve of God, the more God's going to bless me. You thought I was something last year, but the devil is a lie.
This year, God's getting ready to take me to a whole another level. How have I got some help in this house? You better touch somebody and tell them, I'm out of here, I'm out of here, I'm out of here. Woo, some of y'all didn't even tell them like you was going nowhere. The devil did everything he could to mess you up. As a matter of fact, he tried to discourage you even on today and told you to stay at home. Ain't no need of you going to church, stay at home. But you pressed your way. That was in divine order. The devil said, I'm going to keep you at home. But God said, not so. If you make it to church on a broken piece, at least you'll make it there. Because if the devil was going to be victorious, you would be at home now. But because God was designing your steps, God said, get up and go to church. And now that you're here, God's got a word for you. I don't care what the devil in hell think he going to do to you. It ain't going to work. You better tell somebody, God is on my side. That's a good place to give the Lord a little praise up in here. Ain't no harm to give him a little praise. Come on, clap your hands and take you about a 30-second praise break. Let the devil know, hey, I made it. Come on, you got to clap your hands like you sure enough mean it. You mean it. Now, come on, let me finish. I'm almost through. The devil designed things that he uses as instruments to defeat you. If the one thing you'll notice about David had a spirit of persistence. Whenever people would tell David, you can't do it, David would say, yes, I can. You see, if you catch what I'm saying to you, every event that takes place in your life, many times you look at them as tests and trials. I look at them as vehicles that God is using to move you to the next level. All right. Things that happen in your life occur, and the devil designs them for your defeat. God knows you. Only God is in charge, and only God knows predestination. In other words, he whom God knows, he predestines. God had his hand on you when you were sitting up in the lounge drunk. Can't get much help there. When you was out there gangbanging, selling your drugs, God had his hand on you. See, if God had not had his hand on you, you'd be dead now. But God had his hand on you and said, no, I got to bring you through this because I got to let you have a testimony of how I brought you out of there. That bullet that whizzed past your head and hit your friend next to you. God said, I can't let nothing happen to you because I've got something in your destiny that I've got to take you through this so you can testify how close you came. It was one step between you and death. And I took you past that step and brought you out of it. Now, don't you look back and start getting pitiful. You look back and say, hey, thank God, look where I am now. Everything the devil meant for evil, God turned that thing around for your good. People look at you and say, oh, yeah. You know, have you ever run into people that always remember when? They'll never forget. I remember when you were nothing. I remember when you were so drunk you didn't know your name. And you look at them. Don't get an attitude with them. Look at them and laugh with them. And then look at them, and when they get through saying all that, look at them and say, hey, but never mind what I used to be. Just look at me now. What you knew was back then, but look at what God has done for me now. I ain't drunk no more. I'm sober enough to let God know I love him, I appreciate him, and I thank him. See, you got some proud folk that just think they all of that and a bowl of cereal too. Then you got some folk that God takes you through to humble you, to let you know you need me. See, the depth of your suffering determines the height of your anointing. If you never been through nothing, you got nothing coming. Some of y'all got some anointings coming because God owes you something. Because you took some stuff that by all rights and purposes, you should have snapped and cracked. But because God has had his hand on you, you took it and you came out with a praise. That's why you see folk praise God in different ways. Sometimes you got to give God what I call a pressure praise. Sometimes you got to praise God holding on to something. You don't feel all that anointing, but you know you owe God a praise, so you just get by there and you hold on to something and you praise him. And then sometimes you got to give God a necessary praise. That is, God, I owe you because you brought me out, so here it is, God. But then sometimes you just start thinking of the goodness of Jesus and everything he done for you. You take your hand off the pew, you get you a spot by yourself, you don't need no music. You just go to praising God like you done lost your mind. That's because you know who's on your side. I dare you to touch three people and tell them he's there, he's there, he's there. You can't be scared. Some of y'all won't even touch nobody, but the devil is alive. Touch him and tell him he's there, he's there, he's there. Look at you, look at you. You ain't seen nothing yet. Nothing. God ain't through yet. God still got some more for you. God don't have retired saints. Ooh, I guess I said something that time. God does not have a retirement plan. God said you got to work till the day is done. And nowadays, if you take a look at David, David is a resemblance of many people today. As a matter of fact, touch somebody and say, hello, David. Now, don't be scared. Touch them again. Say, hello, David. Now, why did you call me David? I called you David because of the fact God is with you. Now, David was chosen by God. Now, if you follow the life of David when you get a chance, Saul was king, but David was anointed. Saul was in place, but David was on his way. Sometimes you've got to look at where God has taken you. I was talking to my young people the other day. Our education department had a group of young people together, and they asked me to speak to them to give them words of encouragement. And I told them, one thing you've got to look at, every challenge that challenges your intellect is a challenge to take you to the next level. Because you cannot look at every challenge and back away from it. Anything that does not challenge your intelligence, you will soon become bored with. I got some help in here. So challenges come to improve your abilities. If you never have a challenge, you'll become redundant where you are. If something challenges your intellect, it makes you study. If it challenges your stability, it'll make you look for other avenues. If it challenges your salvation, it'll make you pray more. Praise the Lord, somebody. See, everybody wants to just go on flowery beds of ease. I'm saved and I'm having a good time. Anybody that's sure enough saved been through hell. You know, we don't want to complain about it or talk about it, but some of us been through some stuff. And the time that you were going through, and it wasn't no good time. It wasn't no happy time. It was some teary time. It was some time that you just like, you felt like pulling your hair out. You felt like running. You felt like jumping. If you couldn't pull yours out, you look at somebody else and say, don't mess with me. I'll snatch the hair out of your head. That was a test. Come on, somebody. Come on. Be real with me. Be real. Sometimes folk take you through. They don't know where you come from. They just challenge you. And, you know, folk in church, half the people in church don't know nothing about each other. They don't know you came out of the street and you just got saved from fighting last week. You just got saved. Some of y'all ain't saved yet. You trying to get saved. Because you'll fight if somebody push you. You'll just get physical. And you look at them quick and say, let me get up out of here because, you know, that old man is coming back up in me and I ain't forgot. Tell somebody, tell them, I've been there. And the devil will stir up the old man in you and try to make that old man come up and take over. But when you know where God has brought you from, sometimes it's better to flight than fight. Walk away. I can't get no help up in here. walk away. No, I'm not going to lose what God has given me over your nonsense, because it ain't nothing but a trick of the enemy to make me come out from under the blood, straighten you out, and then rush back under there. But you got to know, consistency with God brings about persistence. If you're consistent with God, you'll be persistent to overcome. And when you look at every test and trial that comes, you've got to know in the bottom of your mind that God is with you. God will never put more on you than what you can bear. If God allows it to happen, there's an escape route. And God is going to develop and mature you in your walk with him. Look at the stuff that you've been through that you didn't give up on, that you held on to God, that by all rights and purposes, you should be out in the street again. But God brought you through it. Look at what happens to David now. Watch the steps of David. When Saul was king, God sends Samuel to Jesse's house. And look at this scenario, if you will. God sends Samuel to Jesse's house. And he tells him to go in camouflage. Don't let everybody know you're going, because I'm getting ready to anoint a king. And see, while the standing king is there, he has lost contact with me. For the Spirit of God had left Saul. God said, I'm going to take my spirit from him, and I'm going to take the kingdom from him. And I've got another king that I'm going to place there. Now, Samuel obeys God, and he goes to Jesse's house. Everybody comes before him. And Jesse has 8 sons. And out of the 7 sons that came before him, none of them could make the vial of oil that really represented the anointing uncork and flow. Samuel sits there frustrated. First he looks at the eldest, who's good looking and tall, and says, surely this must be the one. God said, no. Man looks on the outward appearance, but I look on the heart. See, some folk you look at and think they got an anointing, when you really need to look at their spirit. What kind of spirit? Oh, I can't get no help in this house. What kind of spirit have you got? Are you comfortable with your relationship with God? Do you walk around in arrogance, or do you walk around in confidence? And there is a difference between arrogance and confidence. When you're arrogant, you just walk around with this proud look. When you're confident, you know what you know. And you don't have to boast about what you know. All you got to do is watch me. I can't get no help in this house. I don't have to prove nothing to you. I just walk my walk and talk my talk. And when the time comes, the anointing will show up. Have I got anybody in this house that's anointed? Watch this. Touch somebody. If they feel something, you know you got something. Touch them. Ah, if they didn't feel nothing, at least you better act like you felt something to show you got something. Ah, my God. So then David comes and he speaks to Jesse. Samuel speaks to Jesse and says, do you have another son? He said, yes, I've got a young son, but he's out there in the field watching the sheep, and he's a ready boy. But Samuel said to him, get him here. So when David comes, the vial of oil uncorks. The anointing flows over him. But here's what you got to catch. 7 sons came by. None of them had it. The 8th son came, and the oil uncorked, and the anointing flowed. David represented the number 8, and the number 8 means new beginnings. God was getting ready to do something new in Israel, because the old stuff had wore out. Saul never did completely obey God. He was always messing up. So God said, let me prepare David. Now, David, before I take you to the throne, I've got to prepare you. I'm with you. I'm on your side. Some of y'all get in a hurry to get what God has for you. And God says, you're not ready for it yet. I've got to take you through a developing stage. I've got to take you through some tests. I've got to take you through some trials. I've got to temper your temper. I've got to get into your emotions. I've got to bring you down to a level where you can control yourself. Because if I don't give you control, you'll mess up. But if I take you through some stuff, it will temper you to the extent that stuff you couldn't take, now you can take it. Because what you've got to understand is each step takes you a little further. And God is saying, I can't put you at number 7 until you complete 1, 2, and 3. You've got a 1, 2, 3 anointing, but I'm taking you to a number 8. So therefore, there's some hell you got to go through 4, 5, and 6. By the time you get to 7, what you learned at 1, you can use it to help you through 7. I wish I had somebody knew what I was talking about. In other words, whatever God allows you to go through, count it all good. Ah, because God's getting ready to take you to a place in here that the devil ain't going to be able to stand you. He don't like you now, but oh, when God get through blessing you. I can't understand folk whom God blessed, and you want to sit around and look pitiful. We talk like, look, I want to be blessed of God. I want to carry this anointing. I want God to bless me with money. Well, if you want God to bless you with money, you got to start walking and dressing like you got money. Stop wearing these wore-out clothes talking about I want to be blessed. Well, if you want to be blessed, go invest in something nice. Walk and look like you got money. I don't care if you ain't got a dollar in your pocket. Put on some clothes that represent wealth. Stop going to father and son getting them 2-for-5 shoes. You want to put on some gaiters. Get some skins on. Get you a suit that match your shoes and wear some socks that match. Oh, Lord, I can't get no help in here. And then when you walk in, you got to walk in with your head up. You're going to always have haters, but ain't nothing you can do with haters. You got to stop looking at haters and look at participators. And if you ain't got but one participator, you and your participator ought to walk with your head up. Hey, y'all, we here. I can't get no help in here. Walk around, God bless you, and you walk around sneaking, covering up your shoes, putting your coat on, your new dress. The devil is a lie. Take your coat off. Walk in like you got $1 million and know you ain't got but 3. Anybody look at you and say, what's wrong with you? Say, I'm on my way.
All right.
This is my year of blessing. I told my folk this year, the first Sunday, I said, look, everybody wear something new. Don't come in here with nothing old. If you ain't got nothing but a new handkerchief, get your new handkerchief and wave it like you got a whole wardrobe.
Okay.
Wear something new because this is new beginnings. We're looking for God for new blessings. Don't come in here with that old stuff. If you got to wear your socks, take off them old raggedy shoes and say, I'm walking in the newness of life. I'm about to step to the next level. The stuff I went through in 2004 got me ready for 2005. I'm not taking nothing off the devil this year. God is taking me to another level. I'm getting a fresh anointing. I'm going to give God more praise. As a matter of fact, I told the folk, as a matter of fact, for the first time, they learned you a new praise. Don't come in with the same old scoot. As a matter of fact, when you come in, if you can't do nothing, say, ah, do that a couple of times. Let the devil know it's a new day. Woo! I dare you to get up and go tell 3 people it's a new day, it's a new day, it's a new day. It's a new day. Now tell somebody, I got a whole lot of new stuff coming this year. I want you to speak that with some authority. Tell them, I got a whole lot of new stuff coming this year. My God, the devil don't know. He should have killed me last year. Since he didn't kill me, it's on now. I done learned some new moves. I learned how to bob. I learned how to weave. Devil, it's on now. You got a fight on your hands. Have I got anybody here that's ready for the fight? I dare you to tell 3 people, I'm ready, I'm ready, I am ready. Take your seat. I'm almost through. I'm closing this thing. I'm sorry. I feel like preaching tonight. I just want to. I don't like the devil. I'm sick of him. He just mess with folk and discourage people, depress them. And some of y'all been through some depressing times. God had his hand on David and told David, you know, this, I got something good for you. Look at what happens. Saul, that evil spirit. The Bible says that God took his spirit from Saul. And when God took his anointing, he allowed an evil spirit to come on him. God always will put you in the mind of somebody that you don't even know when it's your time. God always got some folk that will put in a word for you on your job. Oh, come on, somebody know what I'm talking about. You think that you're forgotten. You think that it's over for you, but uh-uh. Just remember, the steps of a good man, steps of a good woman, are ordered by the Lord. The Lord ordered your steps, and God is getting ready to blow your mind with some blessings. Some folk that you thought don't care nothing about you, God has already put them in your spirit, and put them in your spirit, and you in their spirit. And they're thinking about you, and God's getting ready to open some doors for you that the enemy thought he locked. But God got the key to every door in your life. All you got to do is learn how to praise God in spite of. I dare you to holler real loud, I got to praise him. David wasn't pushing his way. David wasn't pressing his way. David wasn't trying to get in nobody's psyche. David wasn't trying to get in nobody's video. David was just going around doing what was good. But God was with him. In the midst of God being with him, when the evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul, somebody in the camp of Saul made a suggestion and said that evil spirit can be driven out by music. How many of y'all know that music carries a spirit? That's why I tell my young people there's certain music you can't listen to. Some music carries a spirit, seductive spirit, sexual spirit. I ain't gonna get no hip up in here. A few minutes ago, I had a whole lot of hip. Now I can't get no hip. You got folk now looking at all these videos with the music, and the music that they have is giving a subliminal message. And you look at the video, and the video shows naked women. And now with this down low stuff, you don't even know what man is straight. You don't know if you're getting Steve or Harriet. You just guess that. And that's why people need to pray more now than ever before. Can I get some help in this house? The devil is trying everything he can to disrupt the plan of God. And he's becoming comfortable in the house of God. But what God did was he put his spirit in David. And his spirit in David was the anointing that David carried. For he flowed the oil on his head. And the oil ran down, representing the anointing. And when the evil spirit, it was affecting Saul, then somebody in the camp said that Jesse has a boy. And his name is David. And he plays skillfully on the harp. Bring him here so when that spirit comes on you, that he can play the music that will drive it out. I don't care what nobody say. There is some music that can take your depression and turn it into gladness. Ah, some of y'all just used to the wrong kind of music. Ah, how many steppers I got in the house? Don't be ashamed. You know you used to step. It's a whole bunch of y'all, but you don't want to raise your hand too quick. Because you don't want everybody to know you used to step, because even now, if the music is right, you're, hey, you're going to step it now. But, Bishop, we got a bunch of steppers up in here. You'll step at the drop of a hat when the music get right. You start hearing some of that old stuff that come up, and you sit there and you going through, and the music come on, and you start saying, The devil just come in. But see, that's when you need some real good church music. Woo, I didn't get no help that time. Y'all said church music don't do for me what rock and roll. Oh, yes, it will. There's some church music that is anointed. There's some songs that will address your situation. that will take you to a level of complacency in God. And when you get complacent in God, I don't care what the devil does or what he says, you just look at the devil and say, it just don't matter. It don't matter because I know God is on my side. Have I got anybody here that know the Lord is on your side? I dare you to touch three people and say, he's on my side, he's on my side. Ah, some of y'all, God is preparing you to do battle with the enemy. When God began to deal with David, and David walked into the house of Saul, because Saul sent a word to Jesse and said, I have need of your son. Saul did not know that David was carrying the anointing for the new beginning of Israel. Saul did not find out until later on, because you see, he even brought David into his house and made him his armor bearer. And making him his armor bearer, David got close to Saul. Another thing you got to know is David didn't even know the plan of God for his life. All he knew was, I'm anointed and I'm doing what I got to do. God prepares you in every test and every trial. Stop looking at the negative and look at the positive. If God allowed this to happen to me, something good must be coming out of it. I can't see it because I'm too emotionally wrapped up in it. But if I can focus on God, then I know somehow, some way, God's going to make something good come out of this bad experience. I know I got some folk in here that had some bad experiences. As a matter of fact, you're in a bad situation right now. But in the midst of that situation, keep your eyes on God. And I dare you to tell somebody, hang on in there. Speak to them like you mean it. Say, hang on in there. Just a little while longer. God's getting ready to bring you out of it. Some of y'all couldn't even tell nobody that. But the devil is alive. On this Wednesday night, on the 12th day of January, I want you to get ready to be blessed. Before you can really appreciate the blessing, you got to get the blessing in your mind. You got to get the blessing in your spirit. You got to praise God in spite of. And you got to praise him before the blessing get there. Because it's got to conceive in your spirit that on this Wednesday night, God brought me from a mighty long way just to let me know that he's getting ready to blow my mind with an anointing that the devil can't handle. I'm looking at some of y'all. It's been rough for you. You can write a book on tests. You can write a book on going through. But you can't tell everybody, because everybody don't mean you no good. Everybody don't want to see you blessed. Everybody don't like your anointing. Everybody don't want to see God take you there. You got to remember who you are. You better touch somebody and say, I told you. Hello, David. Oh, glory. In other words, my name is David. There's some stuff I got to deal with. There's some stuff I got to go through. There's some levels I got to go on. There's some tests and trials that the devil want to kill me with. But the devil is alive. I got to meet Goliath. And I want you all to know there's some Goliaths that are in your camp, that are in your life. When David killed Goliath, that wasn't the end of the giant. For Goliath had some brothers that were big and bad as he was. But David had some giant killers. And I stopped by to tell you, God got some giant killers right up in here right now. I dare you to tell somebody, I'm a giant killer. I can kill this giant. That giant been messing with me. That giant been running me. That giant been trying me. That giant been testing me. That giant been giving me the blues. But the devil is alive. on the 12th day of January, I'm going down to the brook, and I'm going to get me 5 smooth stones, and I'm letting the devil know that the running is over. I'm not going nowhere, but I'm going to fight you toe to toe. I'm going to let you know that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I just don't believe that the Lord brought me this far to leave me now. I don't believe God saved me and filled me with his spirit to let me fall down. I believe God brought you this far to take you to the next level. He just wants your faith to increase. He wants you to get to the place where you can say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. I may go through something, but I ain't going nowhere, because can't nobody do me like the Lord can. Nobody. Nobody. Have I got a witness here? I dare you to tell somebody, I'm not running no more. I'm not complaining no more. I'm going to fight this fight. I'm going to fight the fight of faith. I'm going to lay hold on eternal life. It's been rough for you, but the devil is alive. I can't give up now. I started to give up and throw in the towel. But on Wednesday night, on the 12th day of January, I went to church, and when I got there, the preacher told me that the Lord was with me. And because God is with me, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. This ain't nothing but a test. I can handle this test. I can handle this trial. I got some experience. I've been through some stuff. And everything I went through got me ready to deal with today. And the devil is alive. I'm a winner. I wish I had some winners in here. If I got some winners, you ought to get out of your pew and tell 3 people, I am a winner. I am a winner. Don't call. I'm a winner. I've been crying. I've been suffering. I've been depressed. But I'm a winner. I went through hell. I went through the fire. But I'm a winner. God didn't let the fire burn me. Didn't let the water drown me. But he brought me through. He brought me through to get me to this place. And now that I'm here, I'm a giant killer. I want the devil to know, when the devil look at you and say, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to knock you out of it. Devil, I got some experience. Talk to me, David. You might not have confidence in me. You're next to me, but you don't believe in me. But the devil is alive. I got to testify. I was watching my daddy's sheep when a lion came. A bear came. I killed the lion. I slew the bear. Who is this giant? This uncircumcised Philistine? What is this cancer? What is this tumor? I dealt with a headache. I dealt with a backache. What is this dilemma? I dealt with things last year, and I made it over. I'm not running nowhere. Cancer, you got some dry up. Tumor, you got to melt. High blood, you got to go down. Diabetes, you got to leave. I'm not losing no limb. I'm fighting right now. Have I got a witness here? I dare you to say, I'm fighting, I'm fighting. Shout glory. I know it's been rough for you. I see you in the spirit, but the devil is alive. I'm talking to some prayer warriors. You've been praying, but look like ain't nothing happened. But the devil is alive. You got to keep on praying. Pray when you feel like it. Pray when you don't feel like it. Because just when you think not, God is saying, now I'm ready. Because the Bible is right. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. It's morning time. Are you ready for your blessing? Are you ready for your anointing? Are you ready for your healing? Are you ready for your breakthrough? I wish I had some help here. Grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, I feel you. I know it's been rough, but the devil is alive. I got your hand, and God told me to go to the next level. And because I got your hand, I gotta take you with me. Now say, come on, let's go to the next level. Yeah, hallelujah. I know that God's gonna do it. God's gonna take you there. This is your year. This is your time. You're a giant killer. God is with you. Come on, Goliath. You come with me with sword in hand, with spear in hand, with a shield. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jehovah, in the name of my Prince of Peace, in the name of my healer, in the name of my deliverer, in the name of my way maker, in the name of my burden bearer, in the name of my problem solver, in the name of my doctor, in the name of my lawyer, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. I got the victory. I'm walking in victory. I'm talking in victory. I'm moving in the anointing. Yes, I am. Anybody know you got it? Anybody know you got it? Tell three people, I got it, I got it, I got it. Shout glory. I dare you to grab somebody and say, neighbor, the giant is charging you. He's coming at you. He's coming at you. He's relentless. But stand your ground. Don't go nowhere. Stand right there. God will give you the victory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Oh, glory. I got the victory. I got it right now. I'm going up in the name of the Lord. I'm not running, but I'm standing my ground. I'm going up in the name of the Father. I'm going up in the name of the Son. I'm fighting in the name of the Holy Ghost. When I let this rock go, devil, you falling. Diabetes, you falling. Cancer, you falling. Depression, you're falling. Stress, you're falling. You just ain't gonna fall. But I'm gonna step on you. I'm gonna hold you down. I'm gonna praise on you. I'm gonna shout on you. I dare you to grab somebody. Say, come on out of there. You can't fight being depressed. You can't fight being doubtful. But come on. Let's go. Say, where you going? Say, we're going to the next level. Yeah. Hallelujah. The devil is alive. I got the victory on Wednesday night. I got the victory on Wednesday night. I got the victory. Anybody got the victory? Anybody got the victory? Anybody got the victory? Oh, I
dare you to tell somebody, I got it, I got it, I got it.
Put your arm around somebody and say, hang on in there. Just a little while longer. God will deliver. Oh, hang on in there. Oh, hang on in there. Oh, 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 hang on. Oh, hang on. I dare you to tell somebody, hang on. Hang on. Oh, hang on. Oh, hang on. God have mercy. You gotta hang on in there. God will deliver. Anybody know God will? Anybody believe God will? I want you to hug somebody and tell them God will. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. Oh! I don't know, but I just feel like God is all in this place. All right, now, come on, get your slingshot out. You ain't gonna fight, don't get nothing out. Stand there and lose. Let the devil just walk all over you. But if you in for this fight, get your handkerchief out. You ain't got no handkerchief, get you some paper, get a scarf. Get something in your hair. I know God's gonna give me the victory. I know God's gonna give me the victory. Oh, I got the victory. It may not look like it, but I got it. I may not act like it, but I got it. Oh, I got the victory. I thought, you know, I'm going to take it around. All right, now stop. This is what you're going to do. One. Two. Three. Let it go. Now, when you let it go, the purpose of the smooth stone, so when the smooth stone has impact, it would go deeper. The stone was not designed to kill. The stone was designed to take you out of the game. So when the stone hit, Goliath fell back. Then David went up to him and took his sword and cut his head off. Once you knock that cancer, that depression, that stress out, don't just leave it and go to shout. Walk up to it and cut its head off. When you cut the head off, hold your handkerchief, your Bible, whatever you got, hold it up, signifying it's over. Then you're going to shout, it's over. And when you say it's over, that's when you got to go. Be playing with the devil. See, I used to step too. You gotta praise God like you done lost your mind. What you do tonight signifies what you're gonna do for the rest of the year. Get it in your hand. Let's go. Give yourself some room, cause you got to walk up and you got to cut the head of depression off. You got to cut the head of stress off. You got to cut the head of doubt off. You got to cut the head of hindrance in your ministry off. Cut it off. Ah! Here we go. One time. Woo! Look at that. See, your strength is coming. Didn't you feel some strength coming in that arm? Look out, devil. Do it this second. Come on. Woo! Look at that power. Here come that power. Here come that power. Third time. Come on. Now let it go. He fell. Now walk up and cut his head off. Hold his head up. Go to giving God praise for your victory. Your seat and go hug somebody and tell them it's over now. It's all over. It's all over. It's all over. You gotta tell them like you mean it. Grab them by the hand and tell them it's all over. It's all over now. All of my pressure, it's over now. My sickness is over. My trouble is over. Speak those things that are not as though they were. I dare you to grab somebody and tell them it's over. It's over. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Before you sit down, just high five somebody and just say, over. God is on my side. Things are gonna get better. I'm not gonna do all this shouting and dancing and then leave out of the temple defeated. Oh, my giant is dead. And I cut his head off. And I gave God praise. I refuse to allow depression to come back in my life. I am a winner. I am victorious. I have got healing. I have got deliverance. I got my joy back. I got my peace back. I got my strength back. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. One of the things that bothers me is when the Lord moves like this, he refurbishes, he replenishes. He gives you that joy back. And then before you walk out the door, seven more demons try to come back in. You got to speak against that. Matter of fact, cover your back right now with the blood. Cover your mind. Now cover the person next to you. Cover. Cover them on both sides. Cover. Oh. I am not going to be defeated. I'm walking in victory. I'm living in victory. I'm getting in my car in victory. I'm going to sleep in victory. I'm getting up in victory. Victory, victory, victory. I dare somebody to have a victory, victory, victory. Bow your head. Thank you. My God. Bishop, this is an anointed place. I feel a heavy anointing in here. And I hear God saying, the worst is over and the best is yet to come. Ah! Who gonna receive it? If you're gonna receive it, jump up and holler, BAM!
Subscribe to Brother Rollins' videos for Christ on YouTube. We post brand new content every week with powerful preaching for ministry.
Gotta go there where they at. Being an evangelist, being in the street, just watching young people with their swag and different things. You begin to learn how you got to adapt in order to win them. You got to learn how you got to go where they at in order to be able to reach them. So we're going to give you this one. This one is called, I Put God On.
Okay.
Anything that you may be going through, any situation that you may be facing, anything that you may be struggling with, step outside of yourself.
Come on now.
And put God on.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Look at Ricky. Look at Ricky.
I like when they talk about it. the one who said you stand until the very end. You were the one who said you fight until the very end.
Yeah,
so that don't matter cause it's you who's going through your test.
Yeah.
I tell you what, to give me all the stretches off your chest.
Come on,
you wanna learn, you wanna see, you wanna fight, you gotta stand. But with God, when you don't
all
know right. what to do,
I'm with God.
JesusInTheMorningRadio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I could tell they had a good time with that. I put God on it song. And I just thank God this morning that we can put him on everything that concerns us. Anything we need, we can put God on it. Yeah, he's able to deliver unto us. Grateful unto him. Grateful unto him. Love him today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's a lovable kind of God. Yeah. Listen, the studio is open. If there's anyone who has something they would like to say this morning, please feel free to come in and share with us today. You may have heard something this morning that just really struck your spirit real good. It just got down in you. You know God is going to deliver unto you because he loves us. He cares for us. There's nothing too hard for him to do. No need for me to be depressed. Not Barbara. I serve the risen Savior. I serve Almighty God who have all power. And he don't want me depressed because I can go to him about anything. I can think on his goodness and get it. Depression got to go. I think on the goodness of the Lord. Mm-hmm. I can look back and see where he brought me from. Brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. The light was shining in darkness back in the day and I couldn't comprehend. Oh, but one day he blessed me. That when the light shined on me, I was in the darkness. And when it shined on me, I was able to comprehend it was him and come out. I'm grateful this morning, hallelujah, to be on his side because he has always been on mine. Yeah, so let's look to the hills. From which I don't care what it is. My toe hurt, I'm telling God about it. I broke a fingernail, I'm telling God about it. They diagnosed me with this, I'm telling him about it. Went to the ear doctor yesterday, they said, I can hear good. The problem is I got some muffled sound. The sounds are muffled, but I can hear. That's just like I can see, but I need glasses to help me. Hallelujah. But yet I can see, yet I can hear, yet I can speak. Yeah, I'm like Aaron. I may not speak the most eloquent, you know, and you know, the most eloquently, and you know, my words are just, oh my goodness. Now, I bring it like it is. That's how God gave it to me. He saved me like I was. He brought me out from where I was. I was right there, suffering in him. Didn't even know it. And he brought me out and showed me, you don't have to suffer in me. You're a winner. I saved you. Yeah. All you got to do now is learn about my word, what I said in my word. Learn about me. And remember what I've done for you now. Because when I go back, it excites me. Ooh, it excites me real good. I was sharing yesterday with someone about my prison days. And I remember I didn't want to ask my family for money. I knew my dad, and he told me this: if you go to jail for stealing, don't call me. He said, now, if you go and it's not your fault, call me. I'll come and get you. But on foolishness that you know I'm against and I taught you to be against, I'm not coming. So not that I couldn't ask my dad and he wouldn't have done it, because he loved me. And he would have even went back on his word for me, because I'm his child and we all make mistakes. But I didn't want to ask him, and I didn't want to ask my brothers, you know, my family. So what I did is I began to work. I opened several businesses right there in the prison. I did laundry for people. I ironed, starched and ironed clothes. Oh, yeah, it was a fee for everything. Sold food at the locker. Huh? Worked in the warehouse, would make food in the warehouse. Always been into that food, Sister Mary Ann. And brought it from the warehouse to the dorm. Sold it before I made it. That way I wasn't left with nothing. He would give us oranges and apples and bananas for us individually to eat. I would cut mine up and make me three or four salads, fruit salads. And the night before, they was already sold. I would make honey drippers. What a honey dripper is, we take fruit juice or either soda and put sugar in it and fruit, and we sell it, 50 cent a cup. I would sell it the night before, had my money in my hand the night before. The next day, all I had to do was deliver the food. There was a young lady there. She could crochet the Playboy Bunny pillows, and I invested with her. Yeah, so that she sold to the visitors and split the money with me. You see, God always been for us. We just haven't been for him. Many days, we're not even for ourselves. Yeah, we're against us. The biggest problem I have is with me, not with nobody else, because he said vengeance was his. If I got enemies, he'll take care of that. But the biggest problem is me, and I have to take self-inventory every day. Yeah, because it's good to do that, especially before I go to sleep at night. Yeah, self-inventory, because I need to see. Play my day back. What did I do? What I didn't do? Yeah, that kind of thing. Pray. God bless you. Also, Sister Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm good. Honey, put God on it and cut depression head off. That was a very good sermon this morning. It gives you something to sit back and think about.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing too hard or bigger than God. The giant was big now. David was little. He didn't throw the rock to kill him, but he threw the rock to knock him down to his size. I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, put God on it. Yeah, I'm putting God on it. It's just that. Sometimes the pain just feels bigger than me, but it's not. It's just in my mind, I know. Whew. But I got this this peppermint oil I'm using, and it's making my nose run. Excuse me. So, yeah, put God on it. As Job says, though he slay me, I still trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Trust God. even when things don't feel good, don't look good, just trust him. Because maybe what I want God to do is God's not ready for me to do that yet. So I'm just going to be patiently await his answer.
Amen.
Put God on it. So good morning. I did not realize it was at Friday already. I do not know where this week went to. I just don't know. This is what happens when you stay in the house. Next thing you know, it's Friday. We're starting all over again. I'm like, what have I done all week?
Yeah, time wastes for no man.
No, time does not waste. Time is not wasting. We waste time, but time is not wasting. Time is moving in our direction. The number eight, new beginning is coming. You don't want to be caught where you're at, Jared, waiting on the new beginning because you ain't doing nothing to get to the new beginning.
It's all right.
So thank you, Sister Barbara. I mean, you are such a blessing to me. You just don't know.
Man. Amen. I thank God today for it, because that's what he wants. He wants us working and working in his vineyard because of this. Working in the vineyard causes us to be blessed. Yeah. A lot of times we don't realize it, you know, that helping other people causes us to be blessed. Sometimes we'll sit back, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give them up. Yeah, well, don't do it and miss your blessing. But I'm one that want to be a giver, a helper, all that I can. Because when I do this, God looks out for me. I'm talking about in big ways that I could never imagine. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful this morning that he's on my side. In spite of me, it don't make me some big thing or nothing like that. None of that. All it does for me is make me grateful and remember where he brought me from, out of darkness. Into this marvelous light, and I'm thankful unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. We can search all over, won't find nobody greater. Amen. And Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. Can't thank him enough. I'm like your boy. If I had 10,000 tongues and I began to praise God, it just wouldn't be enough, because he's more than. Yeah. More than we need. More than I can do. What you said, Sister Jerry?
I said, you're right. I mean, just for him to just touch us and wake us up in the morning.
Yeah.
Science could say this, and this is why it happened, but they can't tell. They'll say this is why you died, but they can't tell how you died, went to the mall, and woke back up. They can't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a misdiagnosis. They try to come up with excuse stuff. There have been people been pronounced dead at a certain time, took to the mall, and then been woken back up about an hour or two later. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Science can't explain that. That was a Lazarus moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to God in a lot of things.
Amen. I'm thankful I can put him on it, I tell you that. Because without him, it would not happen. But thou Almighty God that have all power. And some things I feel I don't deserve, yet he gives. And because
he does,
yeah, I'm good. Because he lives even, I can face tomorrow and any other day that come my way, because he lives. And he so loved me, yeah. So whatever I need, he's going to supply. And many things that I want, he supply. Yeah, he's going to approve it. Yeah. And once he put his approval on it, no one can stop it from coming. I don't care what they do. I know some people say, well, don't tell people because they'll speak it away from. No, you ain't speaking nothing away from God. That you cannot do. If he said, yeah, I don't care what go on, the answer is going to remain yes. Because
yes,
he said
is.
So.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Nothing too hard for the true and living God. Nothing. And I'm thankful unto him this day. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am
yes,
thankful that I got him from myself, see. Yeah, I'm thankful I don't have to go to the priest and the priest talking about where he going to take it at. And now he blessed me that I'm able to take it to him and he's able to fix it today. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And when
we thank
I
God
keep,
for that.
Yes. When he fix it, can't nobody unfix it. That's another thing. Can't do nothing with that. God already fixed it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just grateful. Okay. All right, Sister Jerry, I'm going to mute your mic and bring Brother Anthony in.
Sounds great.
Okay. Good morning, Brother Anthony. God bless you. How are you?
Bless, highly favored. Good morning to you, Miss Barbara. Good morning to everybody. Good morning to you, Sister Jerry, Brother Lewis. First of all, I want to give God thanks for waking me up this morning. Thank you for life, health, and strength, keeping my right mind, allowing me to see another day never seen before. Thank you for the activity of my limbs. I thank God for what he's doing in me, what he's doing in me, where he brought me from, where he's taking me at. I thank God for every door that he opened that no man can close, and every door he closed, no man can open. My life is concerned to me and the plans he had for my life. And I just thank God for him choosing me to do his will and to be a part of his kingdom. And I'm just blessed. And I just can't thank him enough. As you said, Ms. Bob, if I had 10,000, if I had a million, I couldn't thank him enough because he chose me out of all the people. I was among a few that he elected, you know, to draw closer to him. So I just thank God for that. And I thank God for that word this morning, that I am a giant killer and I am more than a conqueror. And I am great and mighty through God and my walk with God. And I am the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank God for what he's doing in me. Thank God for this ministry as well. Ms. Barbara, thank God for what you doing, your obedience to getting up, you know, every day. Other than when you got stuff you got to do, you know, for his appointments and stuff like that. But, you know, just your time, you know, that you take out, you know, and to spread God's word, you know, so that's a blessing, and I just thank you for that, and I thank God for drawing you to him to be able to do that, and keeping you in good health and all is blessed to me as well as to others, and I just thank God for his grace and his mercy, and everything he's doing, and it's just a blessing. To be here another day and hear y'all voice, and y'all just continue to pray for me, and I continue to pray for y'all. I strengthen the Lord, and that we'll continue to press for the mark. Amen. So God bless y'all. Y'all have a blessed and awesome day today, Friday, and y'all, may y'all weekend be blessed as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen, bro. After the, you know, today. It kind of don't feel like Friday to me yet. Maybe when I go out, you know, it'll feel like Friday. But this week went on by. It truly did. And I'm thankful to the Lord. I can remember making an appointment for yesterday, that 6. And I know anything, it was time to go. So I had to go on to the hearing center. And I thank God for Jesus that he blessed me. And then the lady that did my testing, she saved. So I'm able to sit in there with her and talk about the Lord. And when I got ready to leave yesterday, she said, can I have a hug? I said, you certainly can. Give her a hug, amen. Yeah. And come on out. Because see, wherever we go, that light is supposed, hey, Yasha, hey, glory. That Ayaha, thank you, Lord. That light is supposed to shine. Yeah. And folks supposed to see something about you. Yeah. Something, you know. And I get a little blessing over here. Over here, yeah.
Amen.
People are supposed to see something. And so I'm grateful. I'm down to earth. I'm plain and simple. I'm not pumped up, fixed up, put up. But I thank God that I'm just everyday, plain and common people. Yeah. And
amen.
People come to me and talk to me about all kind of stuff and never give it a second thought because I don't. I'm not the judge and the jury. Uh-uh. I'm someone he plays that got an ear that can hear. Okay, well, let me talk to you then. Yeah. Because you'll often hear me say the biggest thing about counseling is sitting back listening. And some days the Lord be speaking fast. Oh, I start talking. Yeah. And then, but what I'm telling them is the truth, and they agree. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because the Lord is speaking. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm thankful unto him. God bless you, Brother Anthony. Thank God for sending you our way. Yeah, from Blog TV. Yeah, I thank God for that. And I'm just grateful unto him. I want to ask something this morning. Are you through, Brother Anthony, first?
Oh, I did have one more thing to say. You know, I just thinking about what he said about, you know, not boasting about, you know, what you got in God, whether it be what gift, you know, God has birthed in you, you know, because, you know, there's just God has showed me this past week about it. So this is just confirmation what he said about it, you know, but, you know, humbling yourself, you know what I'm saying, not boasting or being prideful about what, you know, God is doing to you, you know. It's like, I'm trying to think of the lady name, but we were studying on, I think, on Samuel and his wife, Hannah, and what was the other lady name? The one that had children, but she kept taunting Hannah because she didn't have children, you know, and, you know, it's, even through that was confirmation, and then the man to come back with that this morning, you know, and a lot of times, you know, we look at ourselves, you know, where we get spiritually, you know, and everybody on different levels, you know, God use everybody and God give everybody different gifts. So, you know, in that, don't put yourself down there or think yourself little than the other person, you know, because you might not made it to where that other person yet, you know, but you will get there. So, you know, you just let God do what he needed to do in you. You just continue to strive to do the best you can. And with your obedience and with you humbling yourself, God will put you right where you need to be at in the time you need to be there. So I just wanted to encourage somebody, whoever listening, that might be a word for y'all as well. So God bless you.
Amen, Brother Anthony. Amen. He teaches that. Don't think more of yourself than you ought. And then he teaches us those that are feeling low, you don't have to. Because blessed are those that are humble. Blessed are those that feel low. He got a reward for you. Yeah. But you don't have to feel, I don't care if you don't have nothing in your house but cornmeal, flour, water, and some shortening that you can make one a pan of cornbread. I don't care if that's all you got to eat. You are just as good as the next person. Nobody's yet better than you. They have more than you, but they are not better than you. Yeah. And see, people judge you by what you have. I noticed some things. I'm telling you, when people think you got something, they all of that to you because they think you have something. Now, if they don't think you got nothing, you're a poor, broke bum. They don't want to be bothered. I don't care how many scriptures you quote. They don't want to support your ministry, none of that, because you got the word. It's a true word. God used you to speak into my life, but you don't have nothing. Every time I turn around, you talking about what you don't have. I'm just honest, down to earth, plain and simple. No need to be boasting up like I got it like that, and I've seen people with all these posters, like they got 3,500 members, and they only have three people, five people five members. Now, I don't have to do all of that. I know they say fake it till you make it. Speak those things that are not as though they were. They say many things, but I want to be honest and truthful with mine. Now, I speak things into existence. Please believe that. I speak it until it comes. I was sitting in there this morning speaking it until it comes. Hallelujah. But my focus is on ministry now, growing. And I had to wait. I know y'all remember me telling you about the 500,000 and the community. I wanted to be up for us. And it would be the faithful few first that get to pick and choose if this is what they want to be a part of before I would ever open it up to other Christians. And I kept saying it, 500,000, but I let it go. Because if I gave it to the Lord, he going to do it in his time. Well, I was coming back last week from the prison, and this person called me and was telling me about land. And they told me to go look. Lord have mercy. See, because I know you think, sometimes you say, well, it's taking so long. Lord, don't let these people leave here before I get it done. You know, before you use me to get it done, in other words. And I went on. But that land came up. And some other stuff coming up. Yeah, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. One day soon. Hallelujah. One day soon. Thank you, Jesus. God is good to us. Yeah, he's faithful. So look, if there anyone else have something, just a little something you want to say this morning, please feel free to press that number one and come in. And it's not like, oh, I gotta say something all the time. People don't want to hear me. That's them. That's on them. If you can stand up and say something for God, stand up and say something for him. Yeah, you can talk about jokes. You can talk about Facebook foolishness. Other things that done happened. You can talk about the news. Why can't we stand up and say something for God? Hallelujah. Yeah, the one who woke us up this morning, closing our right mind, use and activity of the limb, life, health, and strength. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Laura. God bless you this morning. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. I got your little message. Yeah. A great one to the Lord for it. And y'all pray I stay off Pinterest here. But Pinterest got something always over there that I can make. And some kind of cornbread or something. Yeah, that's why I said cornbread early. Pinterest just sent me something on the cornbread tip. But we thank God this morning that we eat the good of the land. And he's for us. We have more than enough. We can share with others. I've given so much out of my freezer thing. I feel so good about it, y'all. Ooh, he loves a cheerful giver. And so I feel good about, you know, giving. And because he give back to me. And I'm telling y'all, I got to go and clean that closet out. And hopefully tomorrow, Saturday, hopefully I'll go in there with a chair. I'm going to take a chair into some boxes. And as I fill one box, I bring it out, fill another one, do it like that until I get everything I need boxed up to take to the Salvation Army. I'll let the Salvation Army come and get it. Yeah. And it's all right in Jesus' name. So if no one else have anything else they would like to say this morning, I will pray us out, and we pray the Lord bring us back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hey, bro, Anthony, bro, Lewis, hey, bro, Anthony, I forgot to read that to you. Yeah, so we're thankful.
Good morning, Brother Lewis. And Sister Irene, I'll be forgetting about Sister Irene. Good morning, Sister Irene.
Okay. Yeah, she on here listening. yeah, so we're thankful. All right, we're going to pray out, and we pray the Lord bring us back again, like I said, on Monday morning. Faith and sound. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that has been said and done. Father, we truly thank you for your word today, because your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path if we obey your word. Stop putting our own minds in it and accept your word for what it really is, or it show us the way. Hallelujah. It shines bright. And so we thank you. We thank you for your word. And we remember that Jesus is still the word. Hallelujah. So we're thankful this morning. Father, as we depart this weekend, bless our going out and bless our coming in. Meet the need, every need, God, in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Make ways this weekend. Open doors this weekend. Send uncommon blessings and favors and miracles our way this weekend. And Lord, it may not all be money and stuff and things. It may be understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. And God, we thank you for it. We need it. We need it. Those that are going through trials, strengthen them, oh God, while they go through the trial. For the trial simply comes to make them strong. Do it for us all this weekend. Let us be great witnesses this weekend unto others. But Lord, we wish again that none should perish. Bless your people this weekend, God. Bless this faithful few. Lord, move by your spirit for this faithful few this weekend. Or send uncommon miracles their way. Lord, let them be happy like never before this weekend. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen, then hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed weekend. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this weekend, starting April the 7th, 2023, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed weekend again. We're going to this one right here. And after this song, I won't be coming back today. God bless you. Thank you.
It will never.
It's power.